So in this spotlight, I want to look at the quantum leadership component of this quantum story that we are talking about, a different perception of reality. So Solar Council sees quantum leadership as the next step of human evolution. We're going to go away from the linear tribal leadership to quantum leadership. Quantum leadership is meant to be for every person. So if the tribal leadership was there's a tribe of followers and one leader, quantum leadership is when each individual becomes a leader and together create an incredible tapestry that then affects reality perception in a different way and changes it and elevates it and upgrades it and makes it more harmonious and joyful and fulfilling. So quantum leadership is rooted in the quantum story. That means the sensory, the emotional, the imagination-based perception, not linear proof-based. Okay? So kind of like understand that quantum leadership is a whole other way of being a leader. It still requires basic linear strategy in material place if you want to affect material reality. So if you are a quantum leader, that might mean that you naturally through your vibration affect the world. But if you want that to land in a material reality, you do have to have some strategy. So like let's say if you want to change your health or if you want to change your career or if you're a business owner and you want to bring in a different level of income, well, all of those things still require a linear strategy. But it's not where the main energy flow is. It's just the component of the bigger perspective, okay? So the quantum leadership itself is fueled through your higher feelings, not through the linear perception, okay? So Solar Council differentiates between different types of creativity for the human beings. We have situational creativity and we have quantum creativity from the perspective of the Solar Council. So let me explain what that means so that you can understand which creativity you might need to focus more on or amplify, or even sometimes understanding this helps you not judge yourself where you are utilizing one or the other. Okay? So situational creativity is reasonable. So this is the creativity that's based on what you already know. It's reactive to environment and it comes from your mind. So this is like when we say, I'm gonna figure it out. No matter what, I'm gonna figure it out. Or I'm working on it. I'm in the process of figuring it out. It's a conditional type of creativity that is kind of like going from your conscious mind into the bigger library of your unconscious mind and then looking through all the things in there and seeing, oh, this plugs into this, this plugs into that. Okay, great. Now I have the solution. Sometimes that subconscious mind could be expanded into what other people know. So this could be research or working with someone else or even to some extent with your guides and stuff. But it's still using your mind to come up with the solution. So figuring it out implies that the answer was arrived at by putting some things together. It's a competition-based, limited resource way of creativity. Kind of like there is no answer, and I'm gonna make the answer. Or some people have the answer, and I don't know the answer. And how do I get the right answer? There is one right answer, and there are many wrong answers. And if I get the wrong answer, I get punished. So how do I only get the right answer? And so on. All this trauma that you might have experienced in connection with having to know something, all of that is situational creativity. So human beings who are earthlings are pretty good at situational creativity. Star seeds, usually not so much. There are some that can be, like I'm one of those people. I happen to have both worlds functional, but for most star seeds, situational creativity is actually harder. That's why there's so much wounding about having to know, not knowing the answer, and then thinking that somehow you're not smart or intelligent or whatever. All this wounding around it has nothing to do with your intelligence. It simply has to do with maybe you're not as good at situational creativity because it's based on linear perception of logic and reason, which, as we know, is based on clunky physical things and predictability. So if that's not your foundational perception, that that way of being and that way of being creative, as in figuring things out, might just be difficult for you when it's very easy usually for earthlings. Okay, so now quantum creativity. Quantum creativity is magical. It's based on the things that your ego personality does not know yet at all, and it comes from quantum field. It comes from your soul. So this is epiphany way. So this is where instead of figuring it out, like you're thinking about it, you're actually doing the opposite. You kind of like stop thinking about it and then it just drops in. Like maybe you're in your shower or maybe you're driving and suddenly, oh my God, that's the answer. That's what I need to be doing, or that's how I need to say it, or that would totally be the best way to do it. And you did not arrive there by figuring anything out because your mind was not involved. That's when you essentially pull it out from the quantum field. So this transcends conditioning. Okay, so if the situational, the previous type of creativity is conditional, as in how you were programmed by society, by your parents, by your karma, this way, the quantum creative way, is non-conditional or trans-conditional. It transcends conditioning. So that means even if you were told this is how life is, you can still pull something out from completely outside of that box. So that's the way that star seeds are naturally usually very good at. The problem is that because we get conditioned that that's the wrong way to think because it's not reasonable and logical, we suppress that way, sometimes from childhood. I happen not to. That's why I can do what I do. But that's also not common. For most people who had that very active when they were children, they kind of were trained to suppress it. To not stand out, to not seem silly, to not look like you're gullible or, you know, too magical out there kind of person or ungrounded or whatever. Well, what that did is it kind of suppressed that quantum creativity way. So then sometimes it might be harder to actually allow yourself to open up and trust that it will come. But at the same time, you didn't maybe fully arrive into the linear creative, the situational creative way either, because that was a natural. So you kind of got in the middle with this one is suppressed and this one is not natural. And now you kind of like think you're not creative, when actually every single human being is very creative, starseed or earthling. We naturally, this is one of the pieces of this human body biology is creativity. This is why so many ET races find us so freaking interesting, because we're so creative, because we come up with solutions that they would have never come up with. So that is based on the genetics, the chemicals, the hormones, all of that that the body is made of. And having both of those creativities is actually very advantageous for creating your story. You can figure things out. You have capacity for it. You naturally programmed for that. And you can apply yourself and learn how to do that. But you also can have the quantum creativity, which is where you allow yourself to open up and have this multidimensional perception when quantum field just drops something into you because you're not creating any interference patterns that block it. Okay? So that epiphany way is co-creation based, right? So if the situational one was competition-based and limited resources, this one, the quantum one, is co-creation-based. So this means unlimited resources because quantum field, 100% possible, 100% of the time. Okay? So Solar Console sees that there are five components that human beings need in order to step into this quantum creativity all the way. This is the next phase of our evolution. This is what we need to be working on. And I'm going to go through all five so you can understand what are the focal areas for you to perhaps explore. So number one is to stop addiction to materialistic proof-based perception. So that means that we have to deal with ego's fears of unpredictability. Because, see, ego is part of this world. And this world is the clunky things world, the material world. So when we are conditioned to think that our inner reality should be the same way as our outer reality, then our ego grows up thinking that it should be very predictable. I did A, then B happens. I, you know, opened this up, then this would lead to this and this would lead to that. Kind of like how you teach your child, maybe a baby, a consequences, right? Like how if you do this, then this consequence occurs, so then the child understands cause and effect. This is a very good thing to do, and it's required to function in a material world. But what happens when you then grow up and you're still utilizing that all the time? Then your own scientific mind will stop you from being able to access quantum creativity. So it becomes almost like a necessity, like an addiction of the ego to look for this predictability and then judge ourselves when something is uncertain and unpredictable. So I'll talk about it in a whole other bundle about creating your own certainty, because certainty is actually self-created, not externally created. But in this case, it's like looking for the certainty in predictability. And that means looking for inner world or your, you know, nonlinear creation to be as predictable as, let's say, boiling water and now it's hot. And it doesn't work that way. So we kind of have to train our ego to be okay with being uncertain, uncomfortable, and unpredictable. Then we rely on faith, we rely on higher vision, we rely on self-created certainty and other things. But from the material pieces, it actually is to some extent unpredictable, and that's why trust is such a big piece of that, okay? So number two is to untangle yourself from other people's programming. This one is kind of self-explanatory, and I know we work a lot on that, but it's still worth saying. Solar Council sees that as one of the main issues that human beings have with quantum creativity. Ancestral authority figures, group fields, all those things. If you give your authority away to any of them, like past stuff that happened and hurt you, trauma. So we give authority to trauma, and then we still utilize that trauma to past to future reference from the past. Or authority figure like your parents, and then you utilizing their opinion, or you still fighting their opinion. Either way, their opinion still is authority over you. Or religion, or some sort of a group field, like how you grew up, or how people taught at the time. A lot of times it's just worth looking at, like, anything that you believe could be somehow else, anything. So belief is not a factual thing, it's more based on how do you want it to be. So let's say you can say, well, I believe I cannot do this because, well, my health is such a way, or I'm single and I'm not married, or, well, I don't have this much money or whatever. Or you can say, well, is this advantageous for me to believe this way? Let's say not. Let's say this comes from, first of all, the reasonable, in quotes, perspective based on factual clunky things, reality. And second, it comes from some programming based on me giving away my authority. What if I choose a different story? And in this story, sure I can. And my health is totally not an issue. And the fact that maybe I'm single and not married is not an issue. Or the money is not an issue because there's some other way to come into that. Now you open up the possibility. You don't need to know how it's going to happen, but universe now sees that your box, your perceptional box, is bigger. So now quantum field can drop in something that would be like, oh, call this person or connect with this person. You end up having great conversation and this person leads you exactly to the outcome you wanted. And you didn't need to change your health or be married or have more money for that to occur. When you thought you needed to, but now you actually didn't and you still have the same outcome. So this is how we change this, is we start questioning a lot of rigid things that are actually limiting us from, well, this is just a fact, when in a quantum sense, there are no facts. The facts only exist within the clunky things reality. So as soon as you're outside of that, there are no facts. You can pretty much make up anything you want. And as long as you let that be your story, that becomes your reality because you're in control of your meaning. Okay? So untangling yourself from all these old projections of other people's programming is a very important part. Now, number three that Solar Council sees as what needs to happen in order to fully step into quantum creativity is owning your self-worth. Again, kind of self-explanatory, but we're saying it because it's such an important piece. You are a divine being, you're a one-time cosmic event, your worth is just by the fact of your existence. That's it. Even if your ego doesn't know it, doesn't see it, does not matter, you still are that being in the universe. So you can choose to have a high quality story, or you can choose to have a low quality story. That's where the choice comes in. But from the universal standpoint, you already everything. So that's like how much you affect life in the material plane, and this whole idea, like how much are you contributing? Are you useful? That's based to the reality of clunky things. Within that stuff, it's more like, well, in the tribe, everybody needs to do something, otherwise you're a freeloader and now you're not contributing and so on, right? But if we take it beyond that, then there are no such things as freeloaders that don't contribute. Everybody contributes, but differently. So that does not mean you have a free license to do nothing, unless that's your soul contract. But for most human beings, the contract is still actually to do something, as in you do need to be in the material plane and somehow affect this reality. But my point here is that self-worth, in its origin, is there even if you do absolutely nothing. Which means it's up to you to have the high quality story for yourself. Okay, number four is make decisions from the soul place and not the lower self or ego. This part cannot be, overstated. That is like so important because so many times the knee-jerk reaction is from the lower self or the ego, and then later on, we kind of think like, oh yeah, when I'm in meditation or when I'm journaling, I can see how perhaps, I should believe this way or I should see reality from that place and whatever. But in the moment, if you're not actually acting from that place, you're in a sense sabotaging that quantum openness and thus quantum creativity and the high-level story as well. So this is why it's very, very important. So that means know when you act or when you speak. From which part of you? Like, is this the ego talking? Is it the higher self talking? If you're not sure, then literally ask. Like, okay, say something, and it's like, did that, which part of me said that? Was that my fear self, the child self, the lower self? Was this my soul talking? Like, who's speaking here? Same thing with actions. So you become very clearly aware in all the little details. What is it that you're doing? Okay. Also, know when to wait. And when to go for something, when to let go of something, and when to hold on to something. Because it's not always go, go, go. Sometimes it's let go. Sometimes it's actually stop and wait. So if we know internally that, like, okay, I'm in this place where I'm recharging, okay, check with yourself. Are you in procrastination? If not, if you're truly recharging, then that's your place to wait instead of act. And vice versa, if you're not doing some action because of your internal fears, that's a clue because internally you will always know that, yeah, I kind of need to be doing it, but I'm not. And then I'm feeling bad that I'm not doing it and I kind of should be doing it. That friction costs you a lot of energy. And making decisions from the soul place opens up that quantum creativity. So then you arrive much faster to where you want to get to. Right? Instead of the linear step by step, you kind of like compress and collapse quantum reality and boom, there it happens for you without you having to know how. But to do so, you have to be acting from the soul at all times. And number five component that Solar Council sees as the important piece here is focus on creating inner well-being and external harmony so that you can attract what you want. Instead of going on to winning or succeeding or goal setting, it's good to know where you're going, but from the quantum perspective, that's called a vision. Having a vision, having a purpose. That's like overall direction of your journey. And then you go towards that, and as you become more and more that journey, you are attracting to you more and more of what that vision looks like versus winning and getting and grasping, which is all scarcity based. Okay, so the more you occupy your the story of your choosing versus your karma or your ancestors or your limiting beliefs or group beliefs, morphogenic fields, the more you influence humanity and create true change. This is actually how we serve. We serve from the solar console perspective by becoming this highly elevated self story. That's a story of your choosing. That's why it's so important that you make your own life. You make your own story. Who do you want to be? What do you want to create in your life? Why is it important to you? What if it's not about so that I can prove, so that they see, so that I know I'm not? What if it's not from the negative? If all of that was already taken care of, what else would you want? What would you want to create? How would you want to interact? Who do you want to meet? Which room do you want to walk into, even if you don't know how to do it or whatever? So being able to go there into that magical thinking actually helps you stand in your own story, the story of your choosing, okay? So your true story is always soul-based. And soul-based means it's in a higher frequency automatically. So that means that you're elevating the frequency of others just by the fact of being in your own story, because soul-based story, power-based story means it's higher frequency. And we can literally create peace on earth by stopping the war on the inside. We can literally create abundance on this planet by living the story of higher self-worth and by living in gratitude. This is how our story then affects the morphogenic field. We can create happiness on earth by embodying our own divinity and living in joy of who we are, instead of constantly trying to catch up to something we think we should be, okay? See, higher frequencies of energy, of sound, they can penetrate lower ones. So they affect lower frequency. The higher frequency you are, the more light being you are, the more you're going to affect and light up the lower morphogenic fields. It does not work in reverse. The lower frequencies cannot penetrate the higher ones unless you let them. See, that's the thing, like when we say like, oh, you know, if I hang out with these people, I start to feel bad, or, you know, I watch the news and, oh, everything is so negative, the world is coming to an end. It's not coming through an end. It's just going through a dark period right now because humanity is growing. But if that's not necessarily part of your journey, then don't watch the news. You know, if these people are constantly lowering your energy, then don't let yourself hang out with these people. You do not owe somebody giving your goodness if they are in a low energy. That's martyrdom. So choose to maintain your high frequency story. Choose to be in that self-created story, and then naturally, wherever you go, people who are in a slightly lower frequency will be lifted by the fact that you are in the higher frequency. You don't have to go search out for the dark places to light them up, because if you do that prematurely, before you fully masterful of maintaining your light, you probably will just dampen it instead of lighting up the dark place. It will darken you. So we want to make sure that we get really masterful in holding our own story, the story of our own making, that we are able to truly serve humanity by being the light beings consistently, but by maintaining that higher frequency. From the solar console perspective, it's all about the story that you choose to live. So, and you can choose any story because it's quantum field, 100% possible, 100% of the time. So choose the story for yourself that is the most awesome story. And then consistently work in the embodiment of that story, looking at the five things I said prior to see where you might be kind of wobbling it, so that you can maintain that high frequency story and truly serve.